morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday morning. And we have two very good hours for you. We're talking about surviving progress, if we can do that, the first hour of our program. And hour number two, we'll be looking at Bob Dylan's latest offering to us, The Tempest. We do want to remind you that we are in our pledge drive, and it's the last couple hours for this program to ask for your support. If you can, we would appreciate a donation of $150 this hour, and you will receive what has been called a mind-expanding documentary, Surviving Progress, which really asks the question. It looks at progress and says that it can be good. However, human nature is back in the hunter-gatherer stage, and human progress may lead to disaster if it is unsustainable. The writer and director and producer of the documentary film is joining us the first hour of the program. Our pledge information, if you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And he is, we could almost do a whole hour on where he is right now. Our guest is Harold Crooks. He is the writer, director, and producer of the documentary film Surviving Progress, which is based on a book, A Short History of Progress, which you may have read. And he happens to be in Moscow right now, where the documentary opened the 360 Contemporary Science Film Festival last night at the Polytechnic Museum. There were Russian subtitles. He has some things to say about that, about his translator and how they responded to this film, which is an interesting story. But it's an important documentary because it asks the major question, can we survive, really? And what may we need to do to live simpler lives? Can technology save us? Can we get algae from the ocean and make it the oil of the future? We're going to talk about all of that this hour with Harold Crooks. Our phone number for you to join our conversation on air today is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And Harold Crooks, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Kathleen, and we have such a good connection between Wisconsin. I guess you're in Madison, or?
We're in Milwaukee.
Oh, in Milwaukee and Moscow. Very clear connection.
You know, very clear connection. So yeah. How did they take the film in Moscow?
Well, you know, the film came out a little over a year ago at the Toronto International Film Festival at TIFF. And we've been on the road with Mathieu. I co-wrote and co-directed the film with a young French-Canadian, Mathieu Wah. It was produced by a rather well-known Montreal French-Canadian production company called Cinimaginaire, with the involvement of the National Film Board of Canada, and a documentary filmmaker who's probably, it was well-known everywhere, but I know that he's known in Wisconsin and around Mark Akbar, who produced and directed an extraordinary documentary called The Corporation. So anyways, we've been on the road now for since the fall of 2011, doing the festival circuit. And you just never think that your experiences in, you know, wherever it is, you know, Rio or Dubai or it can be or Amsterdam can be topped. And last night was just the most extraordinary experience. As you mentioned in your intro, the film festival is co-sponsored by two interesting groups. One is the Polytechnic Museum, which is goes back to the 18th century, and it's the premier museum for science and technology in Russia. And the other sponsor of this film festival is a new organization called the Skolkova Foundation, which is involved with MIT in building or constructing, developing aspires to be a Russian Silicon Valley in a town that is under construction called Skolkova, just on the outskirts of Moscow. Their purpose in doing the festival, it seems that during in the post after the collapse of the Soviet Union, in the Yeltsin era, going forward, science seems to have lost a lot of prestige amongst younger generations, and the Polytechnic Museum and the Skolkova Foundation are very interested, firstly, in rebranding the Polytechnic Museum and in basically trying to raise the profile and prestige of science for young people in Russia. Last night, when the director of the Polytechnic Museum introduced the film, he talked about really the connecting with Enlightenment values through science. So it was a very I heard in your intro also that your second hour is devoted to Bob Dylan, and so it's kind of fascinating for me to be in the midst of poetry in the last 24, so much poetry and poetic art in the last 24 hours, because what I learned last night is that the auditorium in the Polytechnic Museum is a rather legendary auditorium, going back to their revered poet Mayakovsky, who used to do readings there. And then during the Khrushchev thaw is where the Soviet beat poets did their events, and then apparently Yevtushenko still holds his annual birthday celebration there. And so it's also been the site where some visiting scientists like Niels Bohr have spoken. So it's a rather amazing place, and it has this kind of poetry, art, science thing to it. So, and then just to finish my answer to your question, I've never been at a festival where it opened with a band. This is a very hot band, and they were doing, the lead singer was doing a Nina Simone song.
Oh, I love her.
Called Sinner Man. Mm. And the reason they were doing Sinner Man is that there was a trailer introducing the festival, in which a Russian comedian was talking about the sin of not thinking deeply. And so then the singer picked up on it with Sinner Man. So it was just over the top and very, very exciting. It was an overflow audience of over 500 people.
Wonderful.
So, it was wonderful.
Well, and that's the wonderful thing about this documentary. It's filled with people who are thinking deeply, and you realize that we all need to do this, or we may not be here that much longer. I love the variety of people that you interviewed and what they had to say about our planet. Putting it in some historical perspective, let's look at the hunter-gatherer part of our nature. I was astounded, because you don't normally think this way, that 98.8% of the time we have been hunter-gatherers, and that's still sort of hardwired in our brain, and it's created some problems for us because we haven't realized that. What are those problems?
Well, at the heart of the film is the idea supported by a number of scientists, including a cognitive psychologist, a rather renowned one, Gary Marcus, and others in the film, is that the human brain itself only came into existence as recently as about the brain that we have today, our operating system, is only about 50,000 years old, and so it was designed, it has been designed by evolution with basically a kind of a default system, you know, like a computer, we have a default, a cerebral default system. And that default system is very wired to the short term, you know, fight or flight kind of thing.
Yes.
And to very pressing survival needs. And in terms of Stone Age man and woman, hunter-gatherer society, there was a kind of behavior that couldn't really think long term, didn't think long term, didn't plan long term. And so what we use as an illustration of progress traps that maybe we want to discuss that have been with us throughout our entire evolutionary history as a species, that once we perfected hunting, once we perfected the technology of hunting in the hunter-gatherer period, it enabled us to get involved in kind of hunting blitzkriegs, in which we kind of wiped out the regional fauna to the point that the perfection of hunting led paradoxically to the end of hunting as a way of life. And so that was, in turn, for Ronald Wright, whose book inspires the film, was the original progress trap. It was the inappropriate application of technology, reflecting or growing out of this incapacity, this human incapacity to really think long term.
We drove the woolly mammoths over the cliff.
We drove the large megafaunal life over the cliff into extinction, and you can even see in the cave paintings of the famous cave paintings of southern France, where over a certain time period the animals they're depicting are becoming smaller and smaller, and it's assumed, it has been concluded by numerous scientists who've been focused or preoccupied with these issues, that this, in fact, is an illustration of this paradox of the perfection of a technology leading to, in the case of hunting, to the end of hunting as a way of life.
Harold Crooks is our guest this hour, joining us by phone from Moscow, where last night his film, Surviving Progress, opened at the Polytechnic Museum with Russian subtitles. It's an extraordinary film. It looks at where we've been and where we may be going in terms of looking at technology and looking at all of the traps that exist when it comes to progress. It has been called a chilling film that tells the truth, a nourishing, challenging documentary, which is very evocative, and it makes you think. We will continue our conversation with Harold momentarily and take your phone calls as well. I'm sure you have much to say about Surviving Progress and the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Our phone number for on-air participation is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. We are enjoying our conversation with Harold, learning about progress, learning about the fragility of our planet, and we'll get back to that conversation. But first, we do need to take a few minutes to ask for your support of the programs that you enjoy. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and we are in our fall membership drive. Brett Jaspers is with me, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs that you count on.
And Kathleen, right now is...
Oh, wait, we have a different mic for you. There we go.
And Kathleen, we have a very, very special extra reason to...
Hold on 1 second. We're just having a problem with the microphone here. There we go. Let's try that one. Okay, there we go.
Yep, and Kathleen, okay. I was just telling everybody that we have a special extra reason for listeners to participate right now. If they pledge at any amount today only, you can be entered into a drawing to win an iPad, okay? The latest iPad from Apple, really exciting. So at any pledge amount today only, call 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org and you will be entered to win that iPad. You don't have to pledge to enter, but we hope that you will and help to keep Wisconsin Public Radio going and support the Kathleen Dunn Show and all the other programs that you rely on.
We're passionate, as you can hear from Brett's voice, about bringing you 2 great hours of radio, 9 to 11, Monday through Thursday. Books and history, sports, politics, social issues, education. We're here for you with all of these important topics day after day and fun topics. topics, too, and we cannot do it without your support. Listener contributions make up nearly 40% of our budget, and that is a lot, and it's why we're asking for your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is the last day of the Kathleen Dunn Show when you can call in to make your pledge. Or go online to make your pledge. So time is of the essence. And again, I'll mention that, you know, there's an iPad drawing going on. So if you pledge at any amount, you can enter to win the iPad. We also have a special thank you gift, which is this Surviving Progress documentary. So with a pledge of $150, you can we'll say thank you with that documentary. It's really good. So make your pledge right now, 888-202-2552, or do it online at WPR.org.
You can't tell who's a public radio listener by what they wear or how they look. This group identifies itself by their interest in learning about the world around them. It's the fact that we're thinkers. Look in the mirror. That's you. You are curious, informed, active, aware. The kind of radio that you expect here at WPR comes with a pretty steep price tag, although we use the money very, very wisely and frugally. Public radio listeners like you and me become public radio members to support it. So make your contribution of any amount for that iPad drawing, also for just for this hour, this documentary, which you can watch with your friends and ask the big questions, Surviving Progress, for a $150 gift today. Make your contribution at WPR.org, or you can go to 888-202-2552.
Shopping at your local farmers market, running a 5K for charity, the things that help you are all the more rewarding when they also help a whole community, like being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Set up an ongoing monthly contribution and your gift will inform and entertain more than 200,000 people who listen every day.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Brett Jaspers, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift may be $50, $100, $150, and we'll be happy to send you the Surviving Progress documentary. $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kathleen, Robin writes in to say, I'm already a contributing member, but I cannot say enough about how much I enjoy the offerings of Wisconsin Public Radio. She also says, I'm not going to lie, I'm also interested in winning an iPad. So follow Robin right now. If you pledge today at any amount, only today, you'll be entered into a drawing to win an iPad. Sustaining members are automatically entered to win. You don't have to pledge to enter. Of course, we hope that you will enter, but it is today only. So 888-202-2552 or WPR.org and get in on that drawing.
And it's very easy to give us your gift. It takes about a couple minutes of your time. You give your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we will keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR because we inform, entertain, we encourage discussion, really deep, interesting topics like today's conversation about Surviving Progress. And we also strive to create a sense of community. And you're a listener. You're listening right now. And we're asking you to make that step to become a member. WPR exists and can continue to exist because of our members, because listeners give their part to fund the station. So we're asking you to now become a member and do your part and help to keep this going. Your donation makes such a difference. It can be at any amount that's right for you. So do it now, 888-202-2552, or go to WPR.org.
And you may be wondering how much you should give. It's up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs and will keep you informed and entertained all year long. So make your pledge in any amount right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're in the last couple of hours, actually about hour and a half, where we can ask for your support of this particular program because it's all she wrote for the pledge drive for us at about 11 o'clock this morning. Make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for under 30 pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. So give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus, I'll say it again, When you pledge today at any amount at all, you'll be entered to in a drawing to win an iPad. All right? The latest iPad. It's awesome. Kathleen has one. She loves it.
I do love it.
Right now is the time to do that, today only. And when you're on the website or when you're making that call, you know, it's a great time also to become a sustaining member of WPR by signing up for ongoing monthly installments from your bank account or credit card. As a sustainer, you'll be automatically entered to win any of our drawings. And it's a great way to help support the station and support the programming you rely on every day. So do it now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Brett. Harold Crooks is our guest, writer, director, producer of documentary films. His documentary film that we're talking about is a big one, Surviving Progress, and it features conversations with Margaret Atwood, Jane Goodall, Stephen Hawking, Michael Hudson, and a number of others. We'll hear a clip from it with Jane Goodall momentarily. Surviving Progress, one of the biggest questions that we need to ask as a society in the year 2012. We'll continue with Harold in a minute. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest this hour is joining us by phone from Moscow, where his film Surviving Progress was featured in a festival last night in Moscow. Harold Crooks, writer, director, and producer of documentary films. We're going to go to some phone calls. We'll start with Jack in Madison. Hi, Jack.
Hi. Yes, I really appreciate that WPR is discussing these topics because it needs to be brought forward. There's a paradox about this consumption, and the government goes forward with these plans to increase auto mileage, et cetera, to make things more efficient. But then apparently people just go and buy more products with the money they're saving on the efficiencies. And I forget the name of this paradox. I'm sure the author must know what it's called.
Harold.
Well, I'm not certain exactly what paradox Jack is referring to. What the film does is, as you said, Kathleen, it's inspired by a book that was a bestseller in Canada called A Short History of Progress. And in A Short History of Progress, the author, Ronald Wright, looks at the history of previous civilizations that have been pushed over the edge and identifies the central or critical factors that led to the collapse of each of these civilizations. The two major factors are, number one, societies or civilizations that live beyond the carrying capacity of their environments. The second factor is societies falling prey to false belief systems of the elites, or what he calls, Ronald Wright calls, ideological pathologies. Now, we decided not to make a history film, but to look in the present global moment for those threatening factors, i.e. living beyond the carrying capacity of your environment and falling prey to ideological pathologies. So we're more or less, many of us are familiar with the idea of living beyond the carrying capacity of one's environment, but we've tended to think of it kind of regionally. But now we have one unified, interconnected, global capitalist system that's come together almost at the very same time as scientists began concluding that we have reached or are at, or maybe have already overshot the carrying capacity of the planet for our species. And as far as the false belief systems are concerned, we argue in the film that the present false belief system is, to get back to Jack's question, the belief in an unregulated market system as the basic organizing principle of society. We've seen how that ideology pushed to its extreme, practically pushed the world economy to the cliff in 2008. But we have not freed ourselves of this sort of conviction or belief that the market is the ultimate organizing principle. So to get back to Jack's question, the inability of us to, or of governments or policy, to come to grips with the limitations of the market is a factor that we identify as really being very threatening.
Jack brought up cars, and I immediately thought of the wonderfully important part of the film where you go to China and there's a young man who has a service for wealthy Chinese to, you know, ironically lead them on the path to enlightenment by taking them on road trips all over China to these ancient spots. And he's sitting with his father on the sofa, and there's a tussle between two of them because his father is saying that this may not be a good thing, all of these cars, all of this technology, and his son is mad at him because he's saying, you know, this is my livelihood, Dad.
Well, exactly. The car club that we traveled with in China, they're known as self-driving car clubs. The reason they're known as self-driving car clubs is because until China was put on what you might call the capitalist path by Deng Xiaoping, the late 70s, beginning in 1979, the only people who drove cars were driven around, were big shots who drove, you know, who were,
yes,
were driven. They didn't drive themselves. Well, one of the manifestations of the new path that Deng Xiaoping put China on is kind of affluence, which allows the upper middle class to have cars. I think that when we were filming in China, they were saying that there were about 1 million new cars coming on stream in the Beijing area alone. You're dealing, you know, at the very there's this very, very kind of strange coincidence that at the very time that scientists are beginning to be able to measure the carrying capacity of the biosphere, of the planet, in a credible way, and concluding that we may have reached the carrying capacity, is at the very moment that, Asian, South American economies are kind of joining us on this kind of path, which is basically market driven, very short term driven. The market itself having no consciousness of its environmental impact, mm-hmm. no consciousness of the social justice of market outcomes. So the film basically delves into the dangers that this presents to what Ronald Wright calls the experiment of civilization.
I want to give our audience a sense of some of the deep thinkers who are in this film and hear a couple of their thoughts. This is the absolutely wonderful and always important to listen to Jane Goodall.
Unlimited economic progress in a world of finite natural resources doesn't make sense. It's a pattern that is bound to collapse, and we keep seeing it collapsing. But then we build it up because there are these strong vested interests. We must have business as usual. And, you know, you get the arms manufacturers, you get the petroleum industry, you get the pharmaceutical industry, and all of this feeding into helping to create corrupt governments who are putting the future of their own people at risk.
And this is David Suzuki, a geneticist and activist.
Economics is so fundamentally disconnected from the real world, it is destructive. If you take an introductory course in economics, the professor in the first lecture will show a slide of the economy. And it looks very impressive, you know, raw materials, extraction, process, manufacture, wholesale, retail, with arrows going back and forth. And they try to impress you because they think, they know damn well, economics is not a science, but they're trying to fool us into thinking that it's a real science. It's not. Economics is a set of values that they then try to use mathematical equations and all that stuff and pretend that it's a science. But if you ask the economist, in that equation, where do you put the ozone layer? Where do you put the deep underground aquifers of fossil water? Where do you put topsoil or biodiversity? Their answer is, oh, those are externalities. Well, then you might as well be on Mars. That economy is not based in anything like the real world. It's life, the web of life that filters water in the hydrologic cycle. It's microorganisms in the soil that create the soil that we can grow our food in. Nature performs all kinds of services. Insects fertilize all of the flowering plants. These services are vital to the health of the planet. Economists call these externalities. That's nuts.
This hour of our program, we're talking with the co-director and writer of the documentary film Surviving Progress. A very interesting part of the film looks at, well, we're really smart and we've been able to develop all this technology. Can't we move ourselves into a world where we can genetically modify the fish in the ocean to serve our purposes, where we can take algae in the ocean and make energy out of it? What about going that route? Will we go that route? What about going to another planet? We will have used up this one. We can go somewhere else. Is that a way out for us? Is that the way to go? Harold Crooks will continue with us, and we'll take more of your phone calls. I also want to remind you, this is a documentary that asks all the big questions, and it will generate a lot of conversation and thought on your part. For those of you who can contribute $150, or you can share the documentary and split the cost with a friend, we'll be happy to send you during this pledge drive, Surviving Progress. It is the documentary. Our guest is in Moscow, where they showed the film last night. So for you to pledge, the number is 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Brett Jaspers is with me, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio and the Ideas Network for intelligent discussions, and we rely on the money that you give to keep that talk on the air. Your gift of $60, $120, $150 for the documentary, or any amount will help fund the important discussions that you count on. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And where else can you get conversation of the big ideas, the weighty ideas that Kathleen is having this hour about the experiment of civilization? And where else can you hear a 30-second clip of Jane Goodall talking about the challenges that we all face, you know, together as a population on this earth? Only at public radio, mm-hmm. Only at WPR, and the Kathleen Dunn Show in particular. So if this kind of programming is valuable to you, give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I will say that today only, as a little extra incentive, you will be automatically entered to win an iPad, okay? Any amount at WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and get in on that drawing.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. It's really a unique radio service in the whole country, and it's your support that keeps us going. Pledge now for the station that you listen to, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, a pledge of $150 will get you a copy of that documentary, Surviving Progress, as a thank you gift. The real gift, of course, is that you'll get public radio coming to you each and every day, you know, for another year. Your contributions keep WPR going. So make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As you know, and our guests know this as well, this station, WPR, has a reputation for quality and also for substance. Your contributions in the past, and we have a long past, have gotten us to this point, and your pledge today will take this kind of strength into the future.
Your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance that you count on in our programs every day. Programs about how to sustain our earth. And programs about Bob Dylan, which is coming up next hour. You know, deep, thoughtful conversation. So keep this going. You rely on it. Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Brett Jaspers, and we're asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. We do thank you in advance for your gift, $50, $100, $500, or whatever amount is right for you. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's go down the list. On WPR, you get unbiased news, high-quality entertainment, informative talk, great music. You get a rich experience. You get all of life's experience through your radio, no matter what time you tune in. This depth and breadth is possible thanks to our listener contribution. So if you are a listener who's given, thank you very much. If you haven't done your part yet, make your contribution now. Now is the moment. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you've probably heard about our sustaining membership program. We have about 8,000 of our fellow listeners are proud sustaining members. They're modest heroes, really, who provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can join their ranks by choosing a monthly giving amount, say $10 a month, and setting it up on an ongoing basis. The amount you choose comes from your credit card or bank account, and it is the best way to support the station you rely on. It cuts down on cost, and your contribution goes that much further when you become a sustaining member. So make that choice right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's true. The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. It takes a moment of your time. You'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. We take our jobs to heart. Your contribution in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 provides essential support for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Kathleen, Heather from Oshkosh says, "My pledge today is a small price to pay to feel that I am part of something meaningful and important for our state and nation. Being a sustainer marks me as a collaborative listener and a responsible, active citizen."
Nice.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Heather from Oshkosh. And listener, if you are like Heather and if you value that sense of community, now really is the time. 888-202-2552, WPR.org. It's the last day of the Kathleen Dunn Show when we'll be asking for your contributions, and you could win an iPad.
That's right. We will thank you very much for your pledges. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, Brett, so much. We continue our conversation momentarily with Harold Crooks, writer, co-director, and producer of the documentary film, which is also our thank you gift this hour. It's a very important film, asks deep questions, surviving progress. What about technology as being an answer to everything? We'll ask him that in a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And so we continue with Harold Crooks. Again, his important film is Surviving Progress. Harold, what about the idea, which you take on in a very interesting fashion in the film, that technology may just save us? Maybe we need to think about leaving this Earth and going to another planet, modifying genetically what's in the ocean to feed our needs, modifying ourselves, using algae for oil, a whole new world.
Well, we do ask these questions, and there is a moment in the film where Stephen Hawking does speculate that if we can get through the next 2 centuries, that we as a species can look forward to an extraordinary future. But the perspective of the film is not beyond the next 200 years. It's the here and now. And in addressing that, we begin with a conversation that Craig Venter, the co-inventor of the human genome, recounts that he had when he met George Lucas, the filmmaker, and he says that George Lucas said to him that there really are only two hopes for humanity. Either we find another planet when we've destroyed this one, or perhaps the technology that Craig Venter, as a synthetic biologist, is pursuing. In other words, basically taking over evolution, instead of using software for computers, using software to create new life forms, artificial life forms that can be used to create as a part of the process of creating new artificial foods, artificial fuels, and even artificial forms of environmental cleanup. In order to cope with the 9 billion or whatever humans that are going to be living on the planet very soon. So we explore this issue. Craig Venter kind of stands in for technological progress itself, the possibility that having... synthetic biology's potential to take over evolution and create new life forms in an effort to dealing with the fact that we are at or beyond the carrying capacity of the planet is something that's explored in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And so besides Craig Venter, who is, a renowned, eminent... biologist, who some people talk about in the same breath as Charles Darwin. We also have a rather prominent nanotechnology activist, an activist who works on the on issues surrounding the social and human impact of invisible technologies such as synthetic biology or nanotechnology. And we also have a historian of technology and an energy expert, a professor, extraordinarily well-regarded scientist at the University of Manitoba in Canada, who's someone who Bill Gates talks about a lot on his website. Gates thinks that Smil is someone that we should all be listening to. So we basically have a debate in the film between Venter, Jim Thomas, this activist, and Vaclav Smil. And the film takes us to the end of that debate with the conclusion that there ultimately are no technological fixes for these challenges, that without adopting technologies that take into account the social and human impact of the technology, that we're still left with the same kind of social imbalances ecological challenges that we've been saddled with since the time of the Sumerians, the original civilization. So, but we've spent years composing this debate and putting it on film, and I can hardly do justice to it in a phone call between Moscow and Milwaukee. But I hope that there'll be people in your audience who'll be intrigued enough to get the documentary and see the debate for themselves.
Yes, there will be many. There will be many. Let's take another quick phone call, and then we must ask for your support again. Margie in Franklin, hi.
Hi. Real quickly, I'm wondering if your guest is familiar with Richard Wilkinson. He gave a TED Talk in 2011 entitled How Economic Inequality Harms Societies, and it's available on the Internet, on YouTube. Look up TED Talks. But he talks about how income inequality is divisive and socially corruptive, and we've known that since before the French Revolution. And he has gone through and shown stark differences in 10 measurable issues between 25 developing countries, and then compared it to our 50 states.
You take that on in a big way in the film, Harold.
Yes, Margie, I mean, I'm not familiar with Richard Wilkinson, but we do touch on these issues, and they're very central to the film. The issue of economic inequality has always been central to the fate of civilizations going back 5,500 years. And it's for that very reason, because of the importance of social and economic equality to the stability and viability of societies and their capacity to live in a sustainable way. We really delve into this issue when we go to the Amazon, and where we look at the destruction mm-hmm. of the rainforest from a kind of in a complex way that goes to the heart of the issue of the inability to resolve these issues without also addressing the issue of economic well-being for the majority of society. So, Arnold Toynbee, another historian of civilizations, the book that inspired our film only talked about four or five civilizations that were pushed over the edge for these issues that we've been discussing. But Toynbee actually talks about at least 20 civilizations that have been brought down by factors including the growth of economic and social inequality mm-hmm. in societies.
Harold, thank you very much for being with us. It's such an important film. Harold Crooks joining us by phone from Moscow, where the film was shown last night. It is a documentary, Surviving Progress. It is based on the book, A Short History of Progress. And for those of you, and it should be just about everybody, keenly interested in this, I guess one of the fundamental conclusions of the film is that what fundamentally changes the game is that we have to use less. We thank him for being with us. $150 gift to us, and you will be enriched by this documentary, Surviving Progress. And you can reach us at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Brett Jaspers, and we are asking you to think about how much you rely on WPR's Ideas Network for enlightening and informative discussions. And we are here to remind you that we rely on you to keep programs like this one on the air. It's our fall membership drive. We're in the last couple hours of this show of asking for your support. Make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everybody, thank you so much if you've already done your part. If you haven't done your part, your pledge right now helps keep the Kathleen Dunn Show going. It helps keep WPR going, the Larry Miller Show going, which is coming up after Kathleen's show. And I also want to tell listeners that today only, when you pledge at any amount, you'll be entered to win an iPad. Okay? This is today only, so now is the time to do it. Also, we have a thank you gift, like Kathleen mentioned, for $150. When you make your pledge, we'll send you Surviving Progress. And that thank you gift is available only for the next, 4 or 5 minutes or so. So do that right now, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org.
It only takes a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Think of all that we talk about all the time. Next hour, it's Bob Dylan and his new album. It's Surviving Progress this hour. Great thinkers and historians, just the best. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is the last day during the Kathleen Dunn Show when you can call to make your pledge. So do it right now, 888-202-2552, WPR.org. And today only, you'll be entered to win an iPad. Our sustaining members are automatically entered to win in any of our sweepstakes or drawings. But today, if you're not a sustaining member, now is the time to do it. If you've been coveting an iPad, you can enter to win and have it for And the actual real gift, Kathleen, is that they get to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's the real gift. You're right. That's their gift to us, and we thank you for it. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Your pledge might be $50 or $1,200 or anything above, below, or in between. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And because you have a strong sense of what it means to be a Wisconsinite, chances are that Wisconsin Public Radio plays an important role in that sense of identity. WPR serves the entire state, and on WPR you get news, voices, music, sounds from all across Wisconsin. Make your pledge now. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
And just a reminder, $150 and you will be able to have your mind stirred by Making Surviving Progress, which is the documentary that we talked about, and the iPad drawing.
Today only.
Brett's excited about that iPad.
Yeah, but I can't win. So this is for listeners.
You can't win.
Yeah, it's the only time that we're offering this iPad, a chance to win an iPad. So the number again, 888-202-2552, or you can pledge online at WPR.org.
Thanks, everybody, for all of your generosity and for listening. It's wonderful to be a part of what we do here every day. Thanks to Brett Jaspers and Rhonda Fanning for producing this program. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledges for this hour, you can still make your pledges. Surviving Progress for $150 just for this hour alone.